Y'all can't cancel me. My life is scandal free. There ain't no sponsors taking losses, cause the brand is me. My hands are clean. My family and my fans agree. Y'all can't cancel me for facts because you're mad and weak. Go ahead and tell the world I'm ugly and racist. I braid my hair and I don't care about cultural appropriation. I moved to the ghetto, lived in the ghetto. There's no Caucasians, and still I loved every single one of my neighbors. How's a man say I'm clickbait if he gonna use this face to get clicks on his page? Y'all hypocrites are made. But I ain't tripping about these bullies, it ain't sixth grade. Go ahead and diss me trying to sell a couple mixtapes. I'm not afraid, take my face and my name, paste it on the front page. I'm already famous and you'll never change it by hating or claiming you'll take it away. My grind wicked, write my rhymes different. You can try to quantify defying limits as a dying gimmick and denying winning. This is pure fire, this ain't white privilege. I do what I want, get all the Gucci and Louis Vuitton out of my closet, out of my crib. I do not want it, that is for kids. That is for rappers who ask you to produce their beats for free, pretending online like they rich. I am not playing it safe. I said what I said. It is what it is.
Welcome back to the Reverse the Universe podcast. It's your boy, Big Mike the Don. Today we got Munchies by Marissa back again.
Hey, guys. Happy to be back. It's been a while, but we're here. We're back. We're ready to go.
We are here. And a lot has happened in the last week. One thing that I know Marissa might not want to talk about, but it's true. Dr. Seuss has been canceled. They are taking Dr. Seuss books off the shelves, and I don't fucking get it.
Yes, some of them. Some of them they are.
Some. You know, I did see some pictures that he did, but it was like pre-Dr. Seuss pictures. And, you know, they were bad. I'm not going to lie. And, you know, if they wanted to say, you know, these pictures are bad, we're just going to make sure that this is gone, I would be okay with that. But now we're talking about Dr. Seuss. The guy who made the Sneetches book, which was all about not being racist, is now racist. And they want to take out all these books, one of them being because they have a Chinese character that's running around with chopsticks. And it says a Chinaman eating with chopsticks. Or something with like sticks. That. Something around that nature. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me if I'm wrong here. Do people in China eat with chopsticks?
Yes.
Okay. So what in the hell is racist about that?
I agree.
If they said American man eats with fork, I would not be concerned at all. I mean, I would be like, yeah, damn straight, I eat with a fucking fork.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the stuff that we saw, because we watched this on the news last night, I definitely think is a little suspicious. Like the pictures, I don't know. Some of them are a little offensive. Others I don't think are offensive. Like depicting somebody, like in that example, depicting a Chinese man using chopsticks is not something I feel like is offensive. Granted, I'm not Chinese, but I feel like it's just part of their culture.
Yeah. And then another one was they had... I guess Indian or Middle Eastern people wearing turbans. You know, that kind of culture wears turbans. So I don't find that offensive either. Just like if they said white American male wears t-shirts, I don't find any offense in it. I don't look at it like, ha ha ha, they're wearing a turban. You know, we live our daily lives with the same things that we see in real life. So I don't understand how that's racist either.
No, I don't know. I don't agree with it. I think things getting canceled these days.
I think America has become cancel hungry. It's to the point now where it's, you know, you have to be scared about what you do. You have to be real scared and you have to be real cautious. And not because people are going to think it's offensive. It's just if they want to attack you, they'll make anything you do offended.
Do you see that they're trying to cancel Greece?
They're trying for what? What are they doing
for being Greece? Misogynistic, and they said that there's like...
It absolutely is.
I mean, slightly. But that was the time.
Yes.
That was made like to be taken place in like the 50s, where it was very much like women didn't have many rights. Not even about the rights thing, but like I don't know when, you know, women rights were made. However, if it was before that, it could not have been much more before that. Like it was still a very...
But it's still a movie. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know.
It's a movie. And yes, it's very male dominant movie. And that's the way it is. And I don't think it's offensive in any way.
Because this is a phenomenal movie.
It's not meant to be offensive, you know. There's movies out there that, you know, are scary movies and they have mass murders and killings in them. But do we take that legit? No. We don't say, oh my God, we have to cancel Freddy Krueger. Yeah, that's coming. But that's what I'm saying. We don't cancel, you know, Michael Myers or anything like that. It's like, because we know it's fantasy. It's whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised with the way world is going right now that if all of a sudden they start taking movies like that off the shelves, because it's going to be like, oh, you're putting ideas into children's heads, or, you know, you're making people, you're swaying people. You know what I mean? Like, the way the world is going, I feel like anything could be offensive or harmful or whatever. Like, it's just the world, what the world is becoming.
Yeah, it's becoming scary. And that's my point. My point is, we really got to be careful of what we're doing this, because, you know, if we cancel somebody else, first off, we're opening up the door for us to being canceled for something that we don't find disturbing or we don't find offensive. And that's the whole point, is that we have a freedom of speech for a reason. You know, we have these civil liberties that we can do for a reason. It's not there because, you know, everybody thinks the same. It's because everybody doesn't think the same, and we have the right to express ourselves even if other people do not agree. Now, it's different if I say, hey, I'm going to go out and kill a bunch of people. That's different, because that's, you know, literally about to cause harm to people, or me telling I'm about to do some kind of act. But if I say, hey, I don't want Dr. Seuss to be canceled, or I say, you know, my political view is this, or blah, 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 that doesn't make me racist. It makes me have a point of view. And honestly, I'm the least racist person out there. But if someone's racist wants to put something out there that's not, like, totally offensive, but it's just their point of view, but clearly we know they're being racist, I still don't have a problem with that. The reason why is because if I take away their right to say something like that, that ultimately could take away my right to even rebuttal that, because my opinion is my opinion and that's their opinion.
But again, that's what the world's coming to.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah, it is. I've been seeing a lot lately where people's posts are getting taken down off of Facebook because, for what I'm told, it's because they want to, you know, stop the spread of misinformation. But I feel like it's more like stopping people from saying what they want to say, to some extent at least.
Stopping misinformation. Now, that's a very funny thing that they say, stopping misinformation. Okay, so there's a difference between stopping something that's completely false, you know, saying, oh my God, there's a rock coming to Earth that has fucking, you know, about to kill people, when there's not, or something like that. You know, there's a difference than taking down people's opinions, or taking down people what they really believe in. And like I said, I don't agree, you know, just like the whole shit that happened with the election. I don't agree that there was enough, you know, voter fraud to really, you know, decipher that, you know, Biden lost or anything like that. I'm not saying that. Was there voter fraud? Yeah, on both sides, probably. But when it comes down to it, you know, it really doesn't matter. If people want to post stuff like that because they have some source of truth behind it, they should be able to.
They should, right. But it seems like I said, a lot of stuff's getting taken down. And I feel like there's a very fine line between, you know, quote unquote, stopping the spread of misinformation and censoring people.
Yeah.
And right now, America is riding that line. And it's a real shame, because one of the amendments is freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Like that, you're literally going against people's civil rights. And it's whether you agree with what people are saying, whether you don't. I don't agree with a lot of stuff that I see. However, like you said, it's still people's right to say what they want to say. And I feel like taking things down off of, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, unless it's like offensive. If it's offensive, then I could totally understand. Like, if, you know, people are saying things that are just straight up offensive, no argument, just, you know, being belligerent on social media, fine, okay? But I've seen posts that are not offensive. They're just not agreeing with the norm or what the majority is these days, and it's getting taken down. And it's like, really makes you wonder. It's scary.
Well, it's not about being offensive. That's really what it comes down to.
Right.
Because if you could take down Dr. Seuss for putting up some stuff, and like I said, the beginning stuff, yeah, absolutely, that should be taken down. That's bad. But you want to take down, like, the stupid ones out of his more recent books that he put out, but yet you want to, like, allow Cardi B and all these people out there that make music to put out this offensive things that should be offensive for young children and stuff to listen to, but it's totally okay to be out in, you know, in the public mainstream, which I'm for too. They should be able to do it. But if you have that, you have to have the opposite. You have to have other people that have their opinions out there as well, or just their art or culture that they you know, present.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, but is the reason for that, like, not, you know, the whole reason, but is part of the reason that they're doing this because they don't want it to influence children? Is it just they're trying to, like...
They think that it promoted, you know, part of it was that it was promoting white supremacy. They said part of it was they just didn't want children to see, you know, such racial depictions of people and stuff like that. You know, I don't know. Like, I get what, to an extent, I get what they're saying. And I've always said this. It's not about the actual you know, statements or anything like that anymore. It's really about intent. It's like, what was the intent behind somebody? Because both sides, very liberal people, very conservative people, will say things and they know their intent was not very good, you know, not very good intent. They just wanted to stir the wave. But then there's people that just really want to just say what they feel and how they feel, and they're really not trying to offend anybody. They're just trying to say their opinion, you know? So that's what it comes down to. And it's hard because it's so, there's a gray area behind it, but you know, it all comes down to your intent.
Right. I don't know. It's hard to believe, because then there's a part of me too that's like, and I think I said this to you yesterday, I feel like the world is trying to pretend like certain things in history did not happen. Like, yeah, they're almost trying to rewrite history, like by pulling off like all these things off the shelves, which, yeah, fine. We'll say, if it's offensive, it's offensive. You know what I mean? It's not right. However, there are certain, like, history has evolved a lot. You know what I mean? There was a time where colored people didn't have rights. There was a time where women didn't have rights. Why are we trying to like rewrite history in a sense by like pulling all of these things off the shelves and trying to like shelter the next generation? Why are we doing that?
Because we don't want them to learn.
Right, that's, but this point is how history.
That's the point. This
could
is
could repeat itself.
But that's the point. That's what they want. Okay, that's what they want. It's not that they want to stop this. It's that they want to stop educating about it because they know it's in the past and people learn their lessons through this and we've evolved, like you said. They don't like that. They don't want that. You know, the real liberal people right now, and listen, I've said so many times on this podcast, I'm not a conservative, one of these extreme conservative people. Marissa will tell you, I am more of a liberal person when it comes to a lot of views, but when it comes to this, I cannot stand for it because this is just taking it to such an extreme on the liberal side where they want to take away everything. They want to take away all the teachings that we've learned from, right, and we don't want to teach our children this stuff. Why? Because they want the same thing to happen again, so they have a reason to take away more civil liberties from people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. I think it's silly. Again, I don't agree with it. I think that there's a lot of things that have been done that are offensive and that should have never happened. That being said, it did happen. And our country, humanity, would not be where it is right now had those things probably not happened. We have evolved as people. We have learned things in school, in life, whatever. We've learned things from things that have happened in the past. Trying to rewrite that and trying to make it like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's like, what are we doing? Like, instead of doing that, why don't we, like, you know, teach the next generation? Like, yeah, like, you know, this is something, this was normal back in the day, but this was wrong. You know what I mean? Why are we trying to pretend like, no, it just didn't happen? I feel like we're really, really putting ourselves in a position, like you just said, like, this could totally happen again.
We're putting ourselves in a position to be like a communist country right now. And it's scary. It really is scary. Because I've always, and this is another thing, that's why people can't come at me with no bullshit. Because I've always even been more the type to want more socialism type things in the country. No, dead ass, I really have. But when it comes to something like this, this is communist bullshit. This is where we're going to take away your rights to do this. We're going to take away your rights to do that.
Right, everything.
Unless you're on the side of the mass media.
Right.
Of the mass propaganda machine that's pushing all this shit out. So if you're on, and that's why a lot of people are joining this fire too, because they realize they might not even fully fucking believe in it. It's just they know that that's the side that's winning. That's the side that's getting through. So they want to be on that side. Because it's complete bullshit how I feel like there's so many normal people out there that know this is bullshit. No matter if you're white, black, yellow, purple, fucking orange, it doesn't matter what you are. A lot of people know this, but they don't put that out there. They don't put that out there for a reason.
Well, all it does and all they want to do is divide people. And quite honestly, bringing issues like this to light, it's what it's doing. It's causing division for no reason. It's causing problems where there really aren't any. Like, it's creating, it's just chaos. But one thing that I think that we all can agree on is a good thing. I've read that in Arizona, if you are convicted of a child sex crime, you are automatically sentenced to life in prison.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I think that's what it said. Which I think is a great thing. I feel like these are things that we should be focusing on as a country, like relevant issues. Not to say that race isn't relevant or anything like that, but things that were published like 70, 80 years ago, whatever it was, I don't feel like that is the most relevant thing that we should be focusing on as a country right now.
No, but the whole thing what they were doing in Arizona, which you just brought up, you know, that's a good thing, you know, because that puts more of a spark under the people that will do these type of things to not do them, because now the whole law has changed that it will really take effect against them if they do these things.
Right. Now they're going to get an actual punishment where so many people, I feel like, get slapped on the wrist.
Yeah. And that's where I'm saying, like, I'm not, you know, that's why I think I'm truly independent when it comes to thought. Because, yes, I'm for child predators and shit like that should spend, you know, the rest of their lives in jail, because that's a fucking terrible offense. You know, I'm not liberal on those issues at all. But when it comes to the things they were talking about before, I'm more conservative. Apparently, I didn't think that was even a conservative thing when it came to freedom of speech, because, you know, liberals have always been the freedom of speech party, and it's totally opposite now. But other than that, like I said, there are good things that are happening. A bad thing that's happened recently in our state, New Jersey, is they just passed a law that made marijuana legal, which I'm all for. I don't smoke marijuana due to my job, but I'm 100 for it. I can't wait till I can smoke again. You know, I got to get all the, you know, kinks out of that chain. The part of the law says that if a underage child gets caught with it, that they're no longer allowed to tell the parents.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
At all. And all they get is a written warning.
That's ridiculous to me. Ridiculous to me.
And that's if they're drunk or they're high or whatever. They're smoking, they're drinking. The, you know, typical, I understand, you know, I agree with the fact that they shouldn't be put in jail because, you know, kids are kids. And
no, but they should tell their parents. They should get grounded.
That should be the law, though. The law should be, okay, you don't take them in. You don't book them. You don't give them a record. But you bring them home to their parents.
Right.
And you tell the parents, hey, look, you know, little Johnny out there was fucking drunk as shit with a couple 40s and fucking smoking weed. You know, weed's legal, whatever, not for minors, but I don't really care about the weed part so much. But the whole getting drunk and shit like that, like, maybe take care of your kid. And, you know, because next time if it happens, you know, there could be more offense to him because he's going to have to learn a lesson.
Right. This is just, I feel like this is the total opposite for what things were. Like, you got to think, up until whenever Murphy signed the bill, it was like, you know, marijuana is so bad, marijuana this, marijuana that, it's a gateway drug, this, that, and the third, you know. Now it's legal and we've done a total 180, where now it's like, yeah, you could be freaking 13 years old outside doing ciphers, drinking freaking 12 packs, and you're gonna get a written warning. I would be so pissed off if I found out that my child was out in public doing something ridiculous under the influence and the cops came and just fucking give them a written warning. I would be infuriated. I feel like I would want to press charges on the police because I feel like they're taking away parents' right to parent.
Yeah. Like, okay, say my kid comes home and, you know, the cop's like, hey, you know, he was drunk and he was smoking and blah, blah, blah. We caught him, whatever. I'm not saying I'm going to be the parent that's going to rip one into him right then and there or anything like that. It depends on how the kid acts in general, you know, because there could be a lesson to be learned in it. You know, like, listen, you did it. You got caught. You really shouldn't be doing it like that. Like, obviously, you're not doing it safely if you are doing it, whatever. But like I said, there's so many factors that go into it. The biggest factor is that the parents will never even know now, right? Because they're not allowed to be told.
Right. Like, what if there's underlying issues? Like, all right, anybody underage, right, is under, I mean, for drinking and smoking marijuana, whatever, it's 21. Say you have like a 17-year-old, right? These police officers sees it. They don't know this person's family history. They don't know this person's medical history. They don't know anything. How do they know that little Johnny on the stoop getting drunk doesn't have like a family history of alcoholics? Like, this is like not like a serious thing, not something that's just like, oh, this kid's getting drunk.
How about this scenario? You know, kid's drinking, right? He's 17 years old. He's drinking. He's getting drunk. He gets a written warning. He gets behind the wheel of a car, right, and he drives somewhere. And then he fucking dies, or he fucking crashes into somebody and kills somebody. And the cop, all they have to say is, well, I'm not allowed to tell the parents. I'm not allowed to bring them in. I'm not allowed to do anything. So Johnny, doing all this stupid shit, and then gets, you know, starts driving his car and does this, all, well, in his pocket, he'll have a warning, but ultimately he's either going to jail or could wind up dead.
That's ridiculous. That's definitely a thing too.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why they're trying to fight it now. They're trying to change it. And I think they should change changer because it's so stupid. I think don't bring him to jail. Bring him to the parents and let the parents parent. You know, that's the whole point of being a parent. And if he doesn't have parents to parent, oh, it's kind of scary then, because then it's kind of like, well, then you are going to wind up in the system. But I feel like every kid should have a first chance at least, you know, to learn, because some kids, they're so easily manipulated, you know, and it's like they're like we've talked about in the last podcast we did, you know, your brain's not fully developed till you're 25 years old. So even smoking weed, honestly, my opinion is kids really shouldn't be smoking weed till you're 25 years old. You shouldn't be drinking until you're 25 years old. But, you know, 21 is the legal age, whatever. So still, if you're underage and you can't have any kind of parental control over the situation, you are more likely probably to do worse things going forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A child doesn't know any better. They don't. They don't know better. This is why parents parent their children. This is why police do not parent children. No. Unless they're their own children. It's like, I don't know. I feel like this is like...
There should be a cooperation between the both of them.
Total 180. And like, again, I'm all for marijuana being legalized and all for all that. But like, this is just taking things too far. Like, it's just taking things way too far.
Well, this is another thing where people are going to talk about marijuana being in a bad boat again. Because you're going to be like, well, look, well, you know, we legalized marijuana, but we're letting kids smoke and we're letting them get away with crime and blah, 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 blah. And the underlying factor is it has nothing to do with marijuana being legal, period. It's just part of the law is fucking stupid.
No, alcohol's been legal for however long it's been legal, long ass time. And it's the same thing with alcohol. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's when we have children, I think we should lock them in cages until they're 25.
I don't agree with that, but wow. That kind of went for a turn for the worst, guys.
Only in the name of love.
Yeah, I think me and her have to get off the air now because we have to have some serious talking about our future children. But it's all right, though. But I do appreciate everybody listening to, you know, Big Mike the Don having a little bit of a rant. Marissa actually ranting herself. So, you know, these are very potent topics out there.
I care about the kids.
Yeah, me too. I care about everybody. I care about Dr. fucking Seuss. But like I always say, I hope you have a good day no matter what day you're listening to this podcast. Thank you all again. And remember, reverse the universe. I don't care if you mad at me, okay? Go ahead and change the channel. No wasting time trying to cancel me, okay? They love me cause they know that I'm it. Say what you want, I guess it is what it is. Haters can talk.